Hi everyone, welcome to the show. I'm Tiffany.
I'm Elsie.
And welcome back to day two of our article with Maggie and Josie. And we learned last time they're on a trip to Orchid Island.
And you guys still remember where this island is?
I do.
Do you?
It's on the east part of Taiwan's southern tip. And at this time of the year, it is the Flying Fish Festival.
And why do they have this festival?
Well, the Tao people celebrate and show their respect to Mother Nature.
And during the Flying Fish Festival, it's better not to disturb Mother Nature.
Mm.
So they, Maggie and Josie, decided not to go snorkeling.
Oh, it's a pity, but it's okay. I'm pretty sure there's a lot of other beautiful things about the island. So should we continue reading to learn more about the festival and lanyard?
Of course.
Let's take a look.
Discover Taiwan. Josie and Maggie learn about Lanyu.
Josie and Maggie are watching a ceremony take place on a beach. There are beautiful red and white boats around them.
Do the Tao make these boats by hand?
Yes, they are skilled workers. They build each boat without using nails.
Wow! What is this ceremony for?
They're ridding the boats of evil spirits before they set sail.
Josie and Maggie are looking at one of the boats.
What do these designs mean?
These paintings stand for family heroes and things from Tao life.
What about this one?
It's the boat's eye. It leads the boat and keeps it safe from evil spirits.
Josie and Maggie are looking at people hanging up some flying fish.
Flying fish are important to the Tao. They believe that the gods send them the fish.
Do they always dry them like this?
Yes, that way all of the fish last longer.
Josie and Maggie keep walking around.
What do these designs mean? What are these designs for? What's the meaning of these designs?
These paintings stand for family heroes and things from Tao life. These paintings show us about family heroes and things from Tao life. You can learn about family heroes and things from Tao life from these paintings.
Word power.
Nail, nail. The picture is hanging on a nail on the wall. The picture is hanging on a nail on the wall. Evil, evil. Some people think ghosts are evil and they want to hurt people. Some people think ghosts are evil and they want to hurt people. God, God. David doesn't believe in any gods. He thinks he can control everything by himself. David doesn't believe in any gods. He thinks he can control everything by himself. Last, last. This car will last very long if you take good care of it. This car will last very long if you take good care of it.
认识智慧.
Ceremony. Skilled. Rid A of B. Painting.
All right, so let's see what Maggie and Josie are up to. Here we have a scenario that says Josie and Maggie are watching a ceremony take place on a beach. There are beautiful red and white boats around them. Now, a ceremony is basically like a formal event or something very formal, and you do it because of maybe religion, or you do it maybe because of something social, like something that happens in your community.
Ceremony 这个字就是庆典，那跟同学们最相关的就是 a graduation ceremony、毕业典礼。那这边 Josie 跟 Maggie 正在观看一场在海滩上举办的庆典哦，旁边还有漂亮的红船和白船。
Okay, Josie says, do the Tao make these boats by hand? Okay, when you do it by hand, it means you do everything by yourself. You do not use a machine to make it. So maybe like they carve the boats out of a tree by themselves with their own hands. So that's what by hand means.
By hand 的这个片语呢是手工制造，那记得我们的 hand 在片语里面用的是单数哦。那 Josie 就问啦，达悟族人是用手工建造这些船的吗？
I'm pretty sure they do. Maggie says, yes, they are skilled workers. They build each boat without using nails. Okay, that's very cool.
Without
using nails. Okay, so Maggie says that they're very skilled, people. When you're skilled, it means you are, you have a really, really cool training or you have a really cool knowledge or experience of doing something. So that means they're very good at making boats by their hands without using nails because usually people today, we use hammer and nails and we use different things to put things together, but they didn't do that.
They don't need that.
I know. It's amazing.
我们以前学过呢 skill 这个名字是技术技能，那今天你看到 skill 的字尾加了 ed 变成 skilled， 那它可以变做一个形容词，代表有技术的、熟练的。 They're skilled. They know how to build a boat and without nails.
Yes, without nails. Now, this is a really important thing to learn because nail is our word power word. It's spelled N-A-I-L, nail.Okay, so now this nail here is not the nail you have on your fingers, but it's actually a thing you use to build or put things together. It's usually a long, thin piece of metal that is sharp at one end and flat on the other. So that's why you can use a hammer to nail things down or to use a nail to put things together. Let's take a look at our sample sentence. It says, the picture is hanging on a nail on the wall. The picture is hanging on a nail on the wall.
Nail 在文章中呢，当然是钉子的意思。那例句说呢，这幅图画挂在墙壁的一根钉子上面。那其实 nail 还可以当作指甲哦，像是 fingernails 就是我们指甲的英文名称。所以呢，达悟族制船的这些人，他们是钉子不用，不是指甲不用哈，钉子不用就可以制造船只了。But what is the ceremony they're watching?
I'm also curious as well.Josie says, wow, what is this ceremony for?
Oh, so Josie is curious too. 她说，哇，那这个庆典是为了什么举办的呢？
Maggie says, they are ridding the boats of evil spirits before they set sail.
Oh,
okay, that's interesting. Now, when you are ridding of something, okay, this is actually just another way to say get rid of. So they are getting rid of something. That means that they want to remove something that you don't want anymore. So they're trying to remove these evil spirits. Mm-hmm.
To rid A of B 代表的是将 B 从 A 中去除。那它的动名词形式注意哦，要重复字尾 D 再加 ing， 念作 ridding。那他们呢，正在将船上的 evil spirits 恶灵去除。
So they're trying to get rid of evil spirits.
Evil spirits.
Okay, let's take a look at the word evil. It's spelled E-V-I-L, evil. Evil here is an adjective. Now,Do you remember the stepmother from Snow White? She tried to poison Snow White with an apple. Oh, and there's Cinderella's stepmother too. She made Cinderella a slave in her own house. Now we can say these stepmothers were evil. It means that they aren't very nice and they do things to harm people. This is what evil means. We can also take a look at our sample sentence. It says, some people think ghosts are evil and they want to hurt people.Some people think ghosts are evil, and they want to hurt people.
evil 这个形容词呢，就是邪恶的。那例句说啊，有些人认为呢，鬼魂是邪恶的，而且想要 harm people 伤害人们。
I think there's actually good and evil spirits. Not all ghosts are evil, okay?
But here they're trying to get rid of the
bad
evil
ones.
Spirits.
Yeah, they're trying to get rid of the bad ones. Now, we also saw the word spirit. Now, spirit is basically kind of like your soul. Some people believe that spirits are part of humans and real people and that spirits are supposed to give people life.And then when you pass away, maybe your spirit still lives on or something. So this is what some people believe.
所以 spirit 可以解释为灵魂、
mm-hmm.
或是一个人的精神也可以。那这边说到呢，去除完恶灵之后才可以 set sail.
Right. Set sail just means to go out to sea, to go out on sea. So you can, it means like to sail out onto sea on either a ship or a boat.
所以 set sail 就是开船出航的意思。
Mm-hmm. Now we see another scenario. It says Josie and Maggie are looking at one of the boats. And Josie says, what do these designs mean?
Oh, so there are designs on the boat. 那 Josie 就问了，这些设计代表什么呢？
Maggie says, these paintings stand for family heroes and things from Tao life.
我们知道 painting 是图画。What about the phrase stand for?
Well, stand for just means to represent, or it means something. So maybe, a symbol or maybe a flower can represent something for their family or something about them as well.
Oh, so we can say this symbol
the
stands for love.
Okay,
so stand for 这个片语呢就是代表象征。那这些图画呢在船上的图画象征达悟族人的家族英雄 family heroes.
Josie says, what about this one?
那这个呢 Josie 就指着船上另一个图案。
Maggie says, it's the boat's eye. It leads the boat and keeps it safe from evil spirits. Because, of course, boats do not really have an eye, but then supposedly this symbol or this painting or this thing is to keep people safe from the evil spirits.
Oh, 所以它是船的眼睛，能够引领船只，并且让船只呢安全，不被恶灵打扰。
Next, we see another scenario that says Josie and Maggie are looking at people hanging up some flying fish.
Oh, 他们看着人们挂起飞鱼。Where are these people hanging up the flying fish?
Okay, that's actually important too, because we learned that the festival is called the Flying Fish Festival.
Yeah.
Right? Maggie says, flying fish are important to the Tao. They believe that the gods send them the fish.
Oh, that's why. 那这边呢，我们看到 that 带出了一个名词子句，也就是他们相信的事物。那关于更多名词子句的用法，我们先进到 Magic Box 听讲师讲解咯。
Magic Box 找亮点。
大家好，变大变小难不倒我，我就是超级神奇的男人，我还可以跟蚂蚁做朋友，我就是蚁人啊。虽然呢我才刚加入我们的复仇者联盟不久啊，而且呢一加入就吐贼，但是呢我有一种预感呢，在接下来的故事里面我应该会扮演很重要的角色哦。I think I will become more important in this group. 我会变得更加重要哦，会吗？相信呢，大家学英文已经一段时间了。当你看到上面的句子，诶，有没有觉得哪里怪怪的呢？ I think I will become. 为什么同一个句子里可以有两组动词呢？诶，我们都知道一个句子里面就是主词动词，当两个句子要连在一起，诶，应该要有连接词啊。我没有看到 and 也没有看到 but， 这个到底是什么用法呢？哦，原来啊，当你呢遇到这些特别的动词的时候，它后面的连接词是使用 that。 OK， 有哪一些特别的动词呢？例如 agree 同意， ask 询问， believe 相信，find 发现， forget 跟 remember 忘记跟记得，以及呢 guess 猜， hope 希望， know 知道， notice 注意到，或者是呢 hear 听说， say 说了什么话， OK 等等的这些特别的动词后面呢，我们呢就可以使用 that 来这个连接另外一个子句。例如呢， I remember that I met Captain America yesterday. 我记得呢，我昨天有遇到美国队长。I remember that I met Captain America yesterday. 或者是呢 ，I noticed that my suit became smaller. 啊、哦，我注意到了我的衣服怎么变小件了。I noticed that.Okay, my suit becomes smaller. 啊，我的衣服变小件了，绝对不是我变胖哦，是缩水啦，缩水了。知道了呢，我们的连接词是 that， 接下来我就要知道这个 that 是可以省略的哦。Okay, 所以呢，刚刚的句子 I think I will become 绝对呢不是用错了，而是呢我把连接词 that 给省略了。所以呢，其他句子我们也可以如法炮制了。I remember that I met him 变成了 I remember I met him。OK， 这个呢是正确的用法。I noticed that my suit became smaller 就可以变成呢 I noticed my suit became smaller。我们呢就把 that 连接词给省略是 OK 的喽。
Okay, so flying fish we know, are basically fish that they don't fly in the air, but I think they jump. Mm-hmm. So it looks like they're flying. And the Tao people believe that gods send them the fish. Now here we see another word power where we see the word god. It's spelled G-O-D, god. A god is a noun and it can be a spirit or maybe a powerful being that looks over the people on earth and all the other animals or creatures that we have here. Now, depending on your religion or what you believe in, some people believe in one god, some people believe in many gods, and some people do not believe in a god at all. So this really just depends on your own personal beliefs. Let's take a look at our sample sentence. It says, David doesn't believe in any gods. He thinks he can control everything by himself. David doesn't believe in any gods. He thinks he can control everything by himself.
God 这个字呢是神明的意思。那例句说 David 不相信任何神明，他觉得他可以自己掌控一切。那如果你今天看到 God 这个字字首是大写 G 的话，那它代表的是上帝、God.
Exactly. So it's a proper noun if you see it like that.、Next, Josie says, do they always dry them like this?Okay, when you dry something, it just means you make it not wet. So if you are outside and it rains and your clothes are wet, then you can dry it by hanging it up or dry it by putting it somewhere close to something warm.
So these people are handing up the flying fish to dry them up. 他们挂上鱼是要把它们晒干的。那这边这个人就问到了，那他们就是这样把鱼晒干的吗？
So it's actually a real fish.
Yeah.
Okay, Maggie says, yes, that way all of the fish last longer. Okay, so maybe they're going to eat the fish. Or maybe they're going to save them for food, possibly. We don't know. But here we know that if you dry them, it makes the fish last longer. Here we see our word power word last. It's spelled L-A-S-T, last.Now, last year is a verb, and it means to continue to be in the same way or the same condition. So, for example, a lot of people put cucumbers in a jar with vinegar and other spices. Now, this will make the cucumbers last longer, and it turns the cucumbers into something called pickles. Or I can say that, for example, if your shoes are not suited for the rain, I can say those shoes won't last long in the rain. Maybe your shoe has an opening in them. That means that they will fall apart really easily if it rains. Now let's take a look at our sample sentence. It says, this car will last very long if you take good care of it. This car will last very long if you take good care of it.
Last 在文章中呢，当动词是维持、够用的意思。那例句说呢，如果你照顾得好，这辆车可以开很久。那另外 last 也可以当作形容词哦，代表上一个的，像是 last Monday、上周一 last weekend 上个周末。那它也可以当作最后一个的。I don't want to be the last one. 我不要当最后一个。
I don't want to be the last one picked.Remember how in school, if you are choosing teams for baseball or basketball?
最后一个被选的就觉得很难过，对不对？好，那回到文章好了。
Okay.
那个样子呢，把鱼晒干可以让它们保存很久。 保存久一些这样子、mm-hmm. 之后就可以拿来吃
That's right. And then last we see the article, it's another scenario and we see that Josie and Maggie keep walking around because I'm pretty sure there's a lot of other very cool things to see there.
所以他们这边就继续逛继续看
Mm-hmm. All right, so that's the end of our article. Mm-hmm. That's actually a really special time to go. So if you do get the chance, it'd be a really cool festival to check out. But if you want to play in the sun and if you want to go to the beach, maybe avoid it so you can go snorkeling and you won't have to disturb nature at that time.
And we have to go to Lanyu.
That's right. All right, so let's take a quick break. We'll be back with our review time.
Wait for it! It's review time! 复习时间到喽
Alright, welcome back to our review time. And today we're going to spell the words and guess the definition as well. Now I have a handy tool for you, so we can help.
Oh, I can't really see the letters! Help!
Got it. I got it for you.
Okay, thank you.
Alright, now, this word means it's a spirit or powerful being that people believe in, and they believe that this person makes or controls their lives.
Evil spirit.
Oh my
God. Oh God! Oh my God! 神明
How do you spell God?
God 很简单 Oh my God! Oh my God! G! 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 Where is G?
Here.
Right here. Okay. O! D! Okay. G-O-D, God.
All right, now, this is a long, thin piece of metal. It's sharp on one end, flat on the other, and we use it to put things together.
And we use hammer?
Yes, exactly.
With it? Okay. Yes. It's a nail.
Nail.
A-L, A-I-A, A-I-A.
Nail.
And the last letter?
Good.
L.Nail.
Good. Now, this one means to continue, to let it to continue to be in the same way or same condition. For example,
继续维持 last.
Okay. That's pretty easy. Last is
last.
Pretty easy.
L, A,
U,
S. Where is S?
Okay. Here.
T. Last. 维持
All right. Now, this...The last one is something that is not very nice. For example, Cinderella's stepmothers are this.
She's very evil.
That's right. They're very evil.
Evil. E-V-I. I. And the last one, L. Evil.
That's right. All right. So did you guys get all the answers correct? Did this...Magnifying glass help you?
I think it
helped.
Search
for the words. All right, so Lanyu is pretty fun. Mm-hmm. If you do have the time, go visit. Yeah. We're going to go plan our trip, so we'll see you guys next time.
Yeah, and play this game with your friends too.
Yeah, that's right.
Bye.
Bye.
Josie and Maggie learn about Lanyu.
Josie and Maggie are watching a ceremony take place on a beach.There are beautiful red and white boats around them.
Do the Tao make these boats by hand?
Yes, they are skilled workers. They build each boat without using nails.
Wow! What is this ceremony for?
They are ridding the boats of evil spirits before they set sail.
Josie and Maggie are looking at one of the boats.
What do these designs mean?
These paintings stand for family heroes and things from Tao life.
What about this one?
It's the boat's eye. It leads the boat and keeps it safe from evil spirits.
Josie and Maggie are looking at people hanging up some flying fish.
Flying fish are important to the Tao.They believe that the gods send them the fish.
Do they always dry them like this?
Yes, that way all of the fish last longer.
Josie and Maggie keep walking around.
Hey!
Nail, nail. The picture is hanging on a nail on the wall. The picture is hanging on a nail on the wall. Evil, evil. Some people think ghosts are evil and they want to hurt people. Some people think ghosts are evil and they want to hurt people. God, God. David doesn't believe in any gods. He thinks he can control everything by himself. David doesn't believe in any gods. He thinks he can control everything by himself. Last, last. This car will last very long if you take good care of it. This car will last very long if you take good care of it.
认识字汇
Ceremony Skilled Rid A of B Painting